Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host with the most still yet to have a haircut. It's actually scheduled for later today. In fact, while you're listening to this, I might be getting my haircut. In fact, if you're listening to this at 10:30, chances are Billy, my hairdresser, who also does Harry Kane's hair, will be cutting my hair, probably with laser beams. Anyway, a huge podcast coming your way begins with you. Yeah, you, the listener, the TalkSport listener, with your reaction to the second semi-final in the Carabao Cup. Of course, the first one, it doesn't matter what happened in the first one. This one was between Leicester and Aston Villa, and this is your reaction on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar, Monday to Thursdays from 10 p.m.
Crosses the centre, Gilbert is there and he prods it home and Villa make the Foxes flinch. A rare attack from Aston Villa and they are in front. Iheanacho on the edge of the area, played in by Vardy, goes past Mings, shoots and fires it in and Aston Villa have given a goal away.
Listen, it's still very well balanced, isn't it? You have to suffer to get to a final and we did a little bit tonight, but we showed a great reaction. We'll go there and Aston Villa will probably come out a little bit more because they're playing at home and it makes for a great game.
You guys thought about Ben Chilwell's performance tonight. I thought it was pretty poor. And he seems to have...
I thought he was at fault for the goal, Mick.
Since the Man City game, when we played Man City away, he got absolutely run ragged by Mahrez. He couldn't beat the player in front of him. He was just playing...
But he was playing in a... It was. Just talk to Mick there. Just one story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mick, he was playing wing back, and it is a very, very different role. Even though you often end up in very similar positions, when you said there, beat the man, Chilwell is very capable, but more often than not, he's coming from a deeper area. He's coming from left back, and I've seen it at Chelsea. When you see Marcus Alonso play left wing back compared to full back, two totally different players. I just wonder whether Chilwell might have been guilty tonight of perhaps not quite adjusting to the new position, or certainly a position that he doesn't normally play.
Lucas Luiz is a shambles. I've never really been a fan of him regardless, but that's his fourth time this season. He's done an error within 30 yards of the goal, and it's caused us to concede and potentially drop points or potentially sacrifice a cup final if you look at it like that. But still got 90 minutes of football against a very, very good Leicester side to play. And one other point, if I quickly make, Grealish leaving. Christian Perslow, the owner, he's come out and said, we're not a selling club, we don't need to sell. The only reason we would sell is if Grealish said, I want to move. And to be fair, I think in the summer, if we stay up, he will go. I mean, regardless, I think he'll go in the summer.
We'll see on a week, Harry.
To be honest, I don't know. Okay. It's not massive money. He's had a contract improvement. I imagine he's on about 40k. But he will get a massive improvement if he obviously goes to a Europa League, Champions League team. But he is a Champions League player. I mean, he shows some real quality week in, week out. And he's by far Villa's best player. By far.
Okay. Harry, you've been a great call. Thanks for that.
I thought Jack was excellent today. You know, we floated the three of them around up front. Garzy at one stage was down the middle, then Jack. I thought he put a real captain's performance in. He was the one who looked the most composed on the ball in our team at times. And Tyrone, you know, I think he got man of the match. You know, with the headers, the blocks, the defending that he had to do today was excellent.
Grealish and Mings have been fantastic. And Mings is a brick wall. And Leicester just kept banging. And eventually, he can't do it himself, you know. So we did pretty well.
Got a chance in the semi?
I think we have. Yeah. I mean, at Villa Park, it's a 50-50. I mean, yeah. If we turn up, we're in the final. If, yeah. You know, Leicester can Yeah. They've showed this season that they are pretty solid, and
it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. Yeah. I totally agree. And we've got a chance. We haven't won it since I was about 16. That was 25 years ago now. So you've just got to hope to your fingers crossed. But we've got a chance. We're in there. But Man City potentially in the final.
The reason why Grealish isn't going to go to Man United is because you're crap. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Villa are crap.
Film in a lab.
But Villa are crap, Rob.
There's one team, one group, one thing that could develop Grealish, and it would also take that club to the next level. It's Chelsea. They've got more money than you after a 2-year transfer ban. Lampard's got a success of incorporating you.
You're trying to sell Grealish to Chelsea, Rob? Is that what you're trying to do here?
I don't want to sell Grealish. I'd sell my mother before I sold Grealish. However, that's another debate.
She can't play centre half at the weekend against Norwich, can she?
Can she pick one top bins from 30 yards?
Time now to head over to Laura Woods' breakfast show with, of course, Alan Brazil in the hot seat and Neil Warnock alongside. And they were talking about VAR, saying it will be good, but the PGMOL, which stands for the Parental Guidance... Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, the PGMOL need to get rid of robotic Mike Riley.
I think it will be a fabulous addition. I think that Mike Riley, who's the leader of the referees, is a robot, and he wants everybody... He would referee like a robot. He wants most of his refs like robots. And what he does is he issues orders to them as a robot, and you can't be a robot in football. You've got to be flexible. But, you know, his answer is, it's a millimetre and what have you. But to take it away from him, I think the authority have got to change the VAR to... For me, either the feet or the body. It can't be like it is now on a tooth, fingernail or a toe. You know, you can't have it like that.
Time now to head over to the mid-morning show with Jim and Natalie. And how about this? They had a proper Hollywood superstar on the show. Kel Brook. Oh, I remember her from Weird Science with Gary and Wyatt. They were the sort of two buffoons who managed to hook up like a fake doll, and then it was struck by lightning and it turned into a real woman, and they decided to take a shower with her and then had a big party that trashed the house. Anyway, it's a great movie. Anyway, she was on their show talking about Amir Khan running scared from a fight with her. Weird.
I think he is. I think that he couldn't lift his head up in Britain, you know, knowing that, you know, he's been on the canvas, you know, I'm being beat by me. I don't think he could hold his head up again. I don't think he's washed up. I think that, you know, he's still looking the part. He's still looking good in training, and he's talking the talk. But, you know, he's not coming to the table. We know what'll happen. He's whiskered. He's going down. He can't take a shot off me. He can't, can he? But that's why he's not taking the fight. We've been talking. We've been round and round so many times about making this fight happen. Until he actually phones me up or comes and really determined says that I want the fight, then it's what there's not. We've talked about it too much. It's like, let's not talk about it. Let's do it.
And if you're a boxing fan, you can download Fight Night on Sunday morning. That doesn't make sense, but it sort of does. With Gareth A. Davis, that A doesn't mean anything, and Adam J. Catchell, their podcast is available to download via Acast, Apple Pods, and Spotify. Time now to move on to H&J, or H plus J, as it says on a piece of paper in front of me. In fact, if you change the little plus sign, you remove the bits either side, so it just looks like a line. It actually says H-I-J, which, of course, is part of the alphabet. Here's Paul and Andy with their show.
My wife recorded, she loves the thing on E Channel, the red carpet.
E Channel.
You know, that entertainment
channel. Scotch's favourite channel.
E. With Ryan Seacrest, is it Seagrave?
Yeah, Seacrest.
I don't know. Why would I know? Okay. Ryan.
What's
Ryan
the show
Seacrest
called?
It's the red carpet. So either it's the Oscars or it's the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And we were watching.
So it's just basically journalists shouting people's names and they ignore them or they go. Yeah.
No, but this, I think Ryan's, he's a bit like Jeff Stelling. He seems to know everything. I don't know if he's being fed all the information, but he's incredible. He seems to, somebody will come along like, what's her name?
Cate Blanchett. Should we just
Reese,
chuck her in?
Reese Witherspoon, for
example. Why did you choose her?
Because
I'm just, hey, great, you try and give a bloke just get him out of trouble. And then the one I saw was with Reese.
Oh,
okay, fair enough. Well, I just thought you were contradicting the fact that you, it doesn't matter. Come on, carry
and
on.
And he sort of knew everything about Reese's career and what she's up to and what she's done. And whoever
so you
came
think
along.
Someone's feeding it into his ear.
I think it might be goal at Hartlepool.
Would have been great Ryan if they got a bad link. They got a bad link and he got Jeff's stuff. It would be fantastic, yeah. Phil Thompson, what's happening at Anfield? Why are you saying that to me, says Reese Witherspoon.
Jodie Comer, who plays, she's in Killing Eve. I can't remember the name of the character she plays. Yeah. And Villanelle, thank you very much, producer, who's an avid fan of that.
Yeah.
And she was wearing these massive shoulder pads. And I noticed a lot of...
What do you think of Villanelle? Well, they're not as good as they were at the start of the season.
Yeah, that reminds me. I was thinking, for now, of West Ham.
Yeah.
He's the easiest bloke in the world to substitute for a manager. That's it for now.
That's right.
I can't remember where I got to now.
Reese Witherspoon's just found out there's been a goal at Hartlepool.
Where
were you?
Jodie Comer was wearing... A lot of the women wearing, like, basically... dresses that looked like they were designed by
old Manchester United fans call it Jodie Comover.
Yeah. NFL shoulder pads.
She was wearing NFL shoulder pads.
They all had NFL shoulder pads on. It's a very strange look, I think.
From the pavilion end, NFL shoulder pads.
And what about Stella McCartney?
Stella McKickney? Just calm down, Andy. You don't know what's going on
Stella
there.
Stella McCartney's tweet about Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
It was a very strange tweet there, wasn't it? This man's a winner, wearing custom Stella because he chooses to make choices for the future of the planet.
I didn't see that. That's why he's going to wear the same suit three times. It's good of him, isn't it?
It's not great using climate concerns to sell clothes right now. I don't think that's a great effort.
Gab Cancello says, what would Andy do if he got someone at the Palace to get his OBE for services to broadcasting? Ain't happening. And the Sussexes were presenting
was
the
gong. Was that your bracket?
That's my parenthesis.
I thought Gab wouldn't be so rude.
And the Sussexes were giving out the gongs. What would you say then? You'd be a lick spittle, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you are.
Haven't you gone to Canada yet?
Yeah, well, you're well known for being two-faced.
I'm more a fan of Princess Anne.
Are you really?
And the Countess of Wessex, okay. Who yesterday attended a training session at the National Sports Centre. It was an England hockey training session.
Okay, right.
You know, earning their money.
Yeah, okay, we get the idea, Andy.
Back now to Neil Warnock on the Norwood's Breakfast Show with Alan Brazil, saying he doesn't think referee Craig Pawson should referee Chelsea games.
When I got fined from Craig Pawson, I went to they brought an outside barrister in, the FA. They haven't even got anybody good enough in their own department to do me. They brought an outside barrister in. And then it looked back. They looked back at my previous fine. They always read back, you know. They haven't got time to read all mine. But my previous one was at Palace 2015 when I... And guess who it was against? It was against Chelsea. And guess who the referee was?
No way.
Craig Pawson. I said, if that had been one of my players, he would have got booked. I got fined $15,000. So when a couple of weeks ago, Alan, what the game were we talking about? Arsenal-Chelsea, wasn't it?
It wasn't. It wasn't Craig the Shed Pawson reffing again.
It was. Against Chelsea. And you're telling me he shouldn't have sent Jorginho off? The thing is, don't have Craig Pawson against Chelsea.
Time now to hear from the ginger fellow with loud shirts on Drive, Adrian Dunn, alongside the fellow with no hair on his head whatsoever. In fact, he might be smooth everywhere. I've not asked Danny Murphy that question before. Maybe that's one for tomorrow's show. Anyway, this is them two looking back at the Manchester derby. I'd rather not listen to this.
After 10 minutes, 15 minutes max, everybody could see, you know, anybody watching the game, that City were completely dominant on the right-hand side, because Kyle Walker's a fantastic footballer and brilliant pace, strength. And Mahrez is a clever player, one of the most productive players in the Premier League. So the young lads got 2v1. Midfielders are getting dragged out late, can't get there in time. So then they're coming out of position late, leaving holes in midfield, and all of a sudden City are popping it. And they're getting loads of possession because of that right-hand side first. There's an out ball there all the time. And good footballers, intelligent footballers, quickly realise where the out ball is. He didn't change it. He didn't shout on to Rashford, look, track him for 10, 15 minutes, like, forget what we said, they're killing us down there. Go and help Brandon Williams out. Didn't happen. That was a surprise. The other surprise, which is where I think the game was won, was Pep's lack of striker. I know some players filled the space occasionally when they were dominating possession, but he set up without one, didn't he? It was like a you know,
we had them both on the bench,
extra midfielder.
Yeah.
And what happened then, of course, was they got outnumbered in the middle of the pitch and lost possession. They could not get possession of the ball because City weren't necessarily having loads and loads of chances up until the goal. But they were dominating possession because they outnumbered them in midfield. Now, the only thing you can do when you get outnumbered in midfield is drop off and let them have it in front of you. But United, as I just said, were caught in between. Call it in between. This in-between comment, it's used a lot of footballers. They say it flippantly. What it means, sometimes when you're caught in between, you're not sure when to press, when to drop, because the original plan of what you're setting up against isn't the same. So you're confused and it takes a while to work it out. And they did work it out second half. But in the first half, they couldn't work it out and they got battered by a hell of a good side, good players who know how to utilise the weakness and the space that United left. So they were the two big things for me.
Okay, so should... And he did change it at half-time, so credit to Ollie for that. But should he have changed it in-game first half as soon as he realised what was happening?
Yeah. You see, I sometimes see things that are obvious and sometimes things are a bit more cute. And when you're playing, I think back to when I was playing... It's so difficult at times when you're on the pitch to understand why you're getting dominated. That's the coach's job. That's where you need... I mean, there was a game the other week and it slipped my mind. I think Brendan at Leicester changed something first half formation. Mourinho did it as well against somebody when he brought Dyer off early in one of the first halves. I think, do you remember the game? Mm. So two times I saw the formation change within the first half. And... it stopped the problems. Sometimes if you're struggling in a game, it's maybe go man-to-man, match-up formation, just stay in the game. But United didn't. It's a difficult one in terms of how much blame to put on the manager, because there are games where I did a piece after United are the only team to get points off Liverpool.
Yeah.
And he set them up with Pereira at the tip behind a split front two of Rashford and...
Martial, wasn't it?
I think it was Martial. Mm. And it worked. They were a better team until Liverpool changed second half. Liverpool had to change to adapt to Man United. Really clever from Ollie. But too often, he's getting it wrong. You know, some poor results and performances from Manchester United this season. So I think it's a mixture of both. It would be interesting to see how well they do with everybody fit week in, week out. That's the, you know, because Pogba's a big miss. What anyone ever says about him, he's a big miss. Maguire's a big miss.
I'm Natalie Sawyer, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to Neil Warnock. Blimey, Neil Warnock's in it again. Maybe this should be called the Neil Warnock podcast. No. Definitely my name above the door. Anyway, this is Neil Warnock with his first and last. And you have my word, this will be the last we hear from Neil Warnock in this podcast.
Let's start with first ever gig concert you went to.
Well, you've only just thrown this at me. So obviously, it's a long time to think back for that. But I think it was When I was a youngster.
Shadows?
No. I did go and see them. But Dave Berry.
Who's Dave Berry?
He was our local guy who come good, and he's still singing, I think, at this stage. But I used to go up to the community centre. We were only kids then, so we used to poke our heads.
What town?
A place called Freshville, Sheffield.
Oh, Sheffield.
Yeah, where I was born, and there was a community centre. He used to play there, and we used to sneak up and look through the windows and try and get a free look at the concert. And
really?
So it was super. Yeah, good, you know. I'm sure the lads know him.
Def Leppard, were they not from Sheffield as well? No, it wasn't your cup
probably,
of tea.
But that's not my you know. That's
last
not...
time you were starstruck?
That would have to be when I met the Queen, really.
Yeah.
I think I met the Queen when she came to Sheffield. And she came along the row like she does and talks. And she went past me. I thought, oh, she's not spoke to me. And then the woman who was with her said, this is Mr. Warnock, who manages the football team. And she came back. Oh, and I love talking to her. I love the Queen.
And your jaw hit the floor and she said, how are Wednesday doing?
No, she didn't. No, but she was it was brilliant to meet. I love the Queen.
First time you used your fame to get something for free?
I can't...
It's a hard question.
I cannot really remember that. Bloody hell, I'm 71. I can't remember that. I think the thing is, Sharon don't... She doesn't like me doing things like that to get it. But I have to laugh because there's times, occasionally, where she wants to do something or we want to do something and we can't get any joy. And
as in, what a holiday?
No. And I'll just say to her, whatever it is, can I say, you know, can I use the way I'm in? She'll go on then. We get what we want, but she doesn't like it, that.
No. What about the last TV series you binged on? I must admit, I might be getting soft in my old age. I must have watched about 7 episodes last night of Riviera.
Well,
I really enjoyed it on Sky Atlantic.
I mean, I do like The Crown. I think that's great acting, but my favourite, and I do cry every programme, is Call the Midwives.
What?
I love Call the Midwives. Ah, bloody do, yeah.
Why are you crying all the
time? It just goes, I look away when they're born. There's one every programme and I look away.
So why are you crying?
I can't look at, I think it's quite emotional, some of that
really?
Stuff. Yeah, going back in time. I like that. I love to Call the Midwives.
First outlandish big money purchase.
Well, when I was 17, I passed my driving test and I paid £17.50 for a Morris Minor. One of them.
What, insurance?
Morris Minor. That was for the car.
What?
Morris Minor. It had a windscreen, a centre windscreen. You know the windscreen?
Windscreen wiper.
It had a middle, though. You know,
a
partition.
Yeah.
And then the indicators, when you flick the switch, it came up at the side and lit up.
Yeah.
You know, they were the good days, aren't they? I'm just.
17 quid.
£17.50. Oh, no, £17.10. Sorry, in them days, wouldn't it? 150 pence in them days.
Wow.
Were
they quicker than the tram?
It was on a par with the trams, if I'm honest. You can laugh, you. I remember the trams, don't worry about that.
Time now to head over for the second time in this podcast to the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursdays from 10 p.m, where we had some great guests, including a man who doubled for Nicolas Cage for 10 years. He was in the studio. I don't know if Tom, who produces this podcast, has bothered to put that part in. In fact, if he has, then it was a good guess, because we're still not sure while I'm recording this. If he hasn't, he was appalling and we left him out.
I'm going to ask you to do an impression, if you don't mind, before you leave us. Is that okay?
Yeah.
You must do it a lot then. Would you have ever done it on set in front of him? Does he know you can do a good Nick Cage?
I think he knows that I could do. I can't do a good one, but
I can
do
it. I've seen it. They're very good. They're very good.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do kind of like that, you know, it's just like, I think I'm a little wired. I'm a little tired. So cut me some friggin' slack. Yeah.
That's amazing. That really is fantastic. And people obviously can't see because it's ready for your facial expressions, really.
And the hands. You've got the hands up as well. You're doing
really. Let's go.
Harry, you need to do your best. Okay, Nicolas Cage impression.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Good start.
Okay.
Really good.
Really good.
Standards
good.
Okay.
Yeah, quite like it. More like the Fonz. That's good, though, Mick. Right, you got to do a Nick Cage impression, Matt, before you can continue.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You've
that's made me
clap.
Was that
good, guys, yeah?
Wow, that's really
you're
good,
in
Matt.
The hat.
Really, you are in the conversation. Well, that's it. You've been listening to another Andy Goldstein Talk Sport Daily podcast. Well done, everyone. I'd love to take you all to the pub for a drink. In fact, I wouldn't, actually. I don't really like the public, and I don't like buying drinks, so forget everything I've just said. Anyway, make sure you remember to subscribe via Acast, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify if you've not done so already. And if you have, pay no attention to what I've just said. Thanks for listening. Remember, the Sports Bar, the last one of the week on Thursday, that's tonight, is back from 10 p.m. in its usual place. Right, Billy's just finished my hair. Time for a blow dry.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.